This is Jay Sekulow. A national outrage as former President Jimmy Carter negotiates with Hamas.
The problem is not that I met with Hamas in Syria. The problem is that Israel and the United States refuse to meet with these people who must be involved.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the broadcast. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. The situation with Jimmy Carter's peace mission, as it's called, to the Middle East against the advice of his own political party. And there's Democratic leadership opposed to this. There's Republican leadership that is opposed to this. The White House is opposed to it. The Secretary of State has spoken out. And Than Bennett, our Deputy Director of our Office of Governmental Affairs, I know a number of U.S. senators have spoken out against what Jimmy Carter's doing, including Joe Lieberman.
That's right, Jay. Joe Lieberman was actually very critical of Jimmy Carter's trip. He basically shared our thoughts that going and negotiating with terrorists is just going to reward the actions that they have been doing, including rocket attacks on innocent civilians, suicide bombings, things of that nature. And I think the point here, Jay, is that it's very likely that Jimmy Carter has violated a couple of longstanding U.S. laws, one of them dating back to 1799, the Logan Act, which says that you cannot negotiate with foreign governments that are in controversies with the United States. The other one was passed just a few years ago in response to the terrorist attacks. The Patriot Act basically says that you can't provide material support or resources to a foreign terrorist organization. It's funny, the definition of material support or resources includes expert advice. I would say that a former United States president would have expert advice. I think he may be in violation of both of these acts.
You know, we're looking at all of that legally right now, folks. So we've got our hands full, as you can imagine, and we want to stop the federal funding. But I also want you to go with me to Israel. I want you to listen to a friend of mine, David Brog, who was on our program. He works with Christians United for Israel, talking about the importance, especially now with this Carter trip, of going to Israel. Take a listen.
Now is the time for all people of goodwill and all Christians with a biblically based love for Israel to stand with the Jewish people and stand with Israel. The timing could not be more important, and the cause could not be deeper. What we are talking about here could very well be a second Holocaust unless we stand up and take steps to prevent it.
And Jimmy Carter is negotiating with the people that want to cause that Holocaust, Hamas. That's who he's negotiating with. But to understand the region, you need to be in the region. To stand with Israel, you've got to stand in Israel. I've opened up another bus because we've had a good response on this. So we have very, by the way, these are not, we don't take, this is, these are tight groups of people. We're taking about 150 people on these trips. So it's very, very personal. You're getting personal meetings. You're going to see governmental sites. You'll meet with government experts. You want to go to Israel with me, June 18th, call right now, 800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406. Again, if you want to go to the trip to Israel, and I really encourage you to do it. It's going to be a great trip. Let's try to get one more call here before the break. Chris is calling from California. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
I just had a quick question.
Sure.
Is it my understanding that ex-presidents still have Secret Service assigned to them until they die? And if that's the case,
they do.
Does he still have Secret Service with him as he's doing this stuff?
They do. So you're paying for that also. Yes, he does have Secret Service protection. All presidents do, and I understand why they do. But this is what makes this situation, Chris, even more complicated. Not only, of course, are we paying for that Secret Service protection, which I would not mind paying for at all, except why is he negotiating with Hamas with our money? And secondly, $20 million of taxpayer dollars have gone to the Carter Center, and you're funding this with our taxpayer dollars. That's outrageous, in my view. That's got to stop. And it's going to take, we're going to have other congressmen on, by the way. We had Congressman Nolenberg on yesterday. There'll be other congressmen on this week on the broadcast. But I need to encourage you folks, it's very, very important that you speak out. We've got legislation that's put forward by Congressman Nolenberg. It's called the Carter Act. It's to defund the Carter Center. You need to go to your phones. We've got lawyers researching these issues, as you know. 877-989-2255 is the number. Now, let me give you that number again. It's 877-989-2255. When you call that number, you're signing your name to a petition to stop the funding, in this particular situation, of Jimmy Carter's outreach, if you will, to Hamas. As outrageous as that sounds, you're funding it with taxpayer dollars. So you go to your phones right now, add your name to stop the funding of the Carter Center. It's called the Carter Act, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Now, you can also go to aclj.org. I've got updated information posted on the website. We're going to keep you posted on this week. We've got legal research that's up there. More research being done. But right now, we need your help to make sure the funding stops of the Carter Center from the federal government. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Back with your calls in just a moment.
Against the advice of the White House and members of Congress, former President Jimmy Carter decided to meet with Hamas, one of the world's most dangerous terrorist organizations. Carter's meeting with Hamas has been roundly condemned and has prompted members of Congress to launch legislation that will pull the plug on federal funding of the Carter Center. Nearly $20 million, your federal tax money, already has gone to Carter's organization.
The U.S. government has to break ties with President Carter. We don't want any more of this. We don't need a one-man foreign policy roadshow. Mr. Carter is being totally irresponsible in meeting with terrorists, and there must be consequences.
Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice in support of this important legislation. Send a strong message. If you meet with terrorists, you pay a price. Stop the federal funding of the Carter Center. Sign on to the ACLJ petition now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online at aclj.org. It's a trip you won't want to miss, a trip of a lifetime to Israel. Join the American Center for Law and Justice in this unique 10-day visit to the Holy Land, June 17th through the 27th.
You're going to see the biblical sites. You're going to go to the border of Lebanon. We'll meet with the Israeli Defense Forces, military leaders, educational, academic leaders. You're going to see a tremendous insight as to what's going on in the Middle East.
Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow for this life-changing trip, but you must make your reservation soon, the deadline May 15th. You'll visit the historic and holy sites in Israel and meet with top government leaders and military experts. Stand with Israel by standing in Israel, June 17th through the 27th. Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow for this unique trip to the Holy Land. The deadline for reservations, May 15th. Call now, 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406 or online at aclj.org. Make your reservations for Israel today.
This is my right.
In a final dreamed about and prayed for peace agreement for this region, that Hamas be involved and Syria be involved.
You know, Hamas being involved, I can't even imagine that. It's so unfortunate, to tell you the truth here. I mean, I'm so outraged about this, folks. The fact of the matter is that Hamas is killing Christians and killing Jews, and they are sworn enemies of Israel. They want the destruction of the state of Israel, and they've hurt Americans. There's bipartisan support for the defunding of Jimmy Carter's Carter Center, which you and I are paying for $20 million in the last few years. If you want to add your name to this, we're going to be doing it this week, folks. It's really critical. We hear from you. We're hearing from other members of Congress. Yesterday, we heard from the sponsor of this legislation, Congressman Kohlenberg, who talked about the outrage of Jimmy Carter's one-man diplomatic mission with Hamas. 877-989-2255 is the number. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign up online. Than, response yesterday was very strong. It's going to continue. What is the sense on Capitol Hill on this right now?
Jay, the sense is that the momentum on this legislation is really building, and we've heard from a lot of members. We've had a chance to speak to the decision makers on this. I think that we're going to have a real debate on whether or not the Carter Center should continue to receive this funding. You know, Congressman Sue Myrick put it this way. She said that we have a policy in this country about Hamas, and Jimmy Carter is deliberately undermining that policy. She went on to say, why should we support his center when he will not even support his government? I think that's a very good question. I think it's one that we're going to try to answer.
I think it is correct. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. And if you want to make sure your money is not going to support Jimmy Carter's Carter Center and his negotiations with Hamas, the CARE Act is what it's called, the Carter Act, rather, 877-989-2255. Add your name to that today, 877-989-2255. Catherine is calling from Texas online, too. Hi, Catherine.
Hello, how are you doing?
Hi, great. How can we help you today? Comment.
Yeah, I have two questions, actually.
Sure.
Number one is, how do we know that Jimmy Carter's heart is really not in the right, I mean, that it's in the right place? Because Jesus
But Catherine, let me stop just to, let's assume it is in the right place. Let's think he really thinks this is going to be a way to work through a situation. I say to that, so what? It's not the policy of the United States to negotiate with people that are bent on your destruction. So what's the next part of the question?
Well, I mean,
so even if his heart's it doesn't matter to me. Go ahead.
I didn't get to finish what I was saying on that first one because, like I said, they criticized Jesus for going into a place where there was nothing but sin and talking to the people there and winning them.
Of course, but Jesus was bringing the good news of life to this group. Jimmy Carter is bringing what message? He wants to negotiate. He's giving his prestige as a former president to Hamas. And that's the danger in all of this.
Okay. And my second thing is, how come Jimmy Carter could get to a place where he is meeting with these people, these leaders and stuff, and our troops and everything else can't even get anywhere near them?
Well, here's the thing is the secretary, well, first of all, we're not in a war with the West Bank or Gaza Strip. So Hamas is located, and he's met with them in Syria. He's met with them in the West Bank and Gaza areas. But Condoleezza Rice has spoken out against this. Joe Lieberman, the independent senator from Connecticut, has spoken out against this and talked against this, as has a number of Democrats as well. And the outrage on this is palpable, Catherine. I mean, it's a number of members of the House and Senate, Republicans and Democrats, are outraged by this activity. Dan, what is the sense of that going on right now in the Hill as far as the fact that there's bipartisan support for this?
Well, people are just incredulous. And here's the main point, Jay. The fact that Jimmy Carter is meeting with Hamas, why is he doing that, or why has Hamas gained the attention to the point where Jimmy Carter feels like he needs to meet with him? It's because Hamas has been conducting violent acts. Had they not been conducting violent acts, it probably wouldn't even be on Jimmy Carter's radar screen. So what he is doing is he is rewarding their propensity to kill others. Now, you mentioned Secretary Rice. Secretary Rice is actually the person in the United States government that has the authority to revoke Jimmy Carter's passport. And here's what she had to say on this. She said that she finds it hard to understand what is to be gained by having discussions with Hamas about peace when Hamas is, in fact, the impediment to peace. So it's this whole idea that we're rewarding violence rather than promoting peace. Jimmy Carter may say he's going to promote peace, but the very fact that he's acknowledging their existence, that he's acknowledging their relevance, suggests another thing.
Well, you're giving them the prestige of being a former president of the United States, and that's what we should not be doing here, and what's so outrageous about this. We should not be giving that prestige from a former president to Hamas, who's bent on the destruction of Israel and has killed Christians in their own region. James is calling from Florida on line four. Hi, James.
Hello, Jay. How are you?
Great.
I'd just like to make a comment. I think it is absolutely outrageous what this former president is doing. And it is shocking because, first of all, if Hamas's charter calls for the destruction of the state of Israel.
And it does.
And yeah, it certainly does. Then at the very least, what he should be going there for, if anything, would be strictly to tell them, change your charter, because until they do, there will never be any peace, because as long as they seek to destroy Israel, there ought not to be any negotiations.
I agree with you 100%. And James, I hope you're going to join with thousands of others and sign this petition going to Congressman Nolenberg and others for the Carter Act, which is the defunding, because what makes it worse here is our taxpayer dollars are going to fund this. And that's what's so, to me, just absolutely outrageous. So again, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 to sign that petition in support of the Carter Act, and the Carter Act is to defund the Carter Center from federal taxpayer dollars for this. And by the way, Hamas itself says that the meeting that Jimmy Carter had with them legitimized them. That was their words. It legitimized them. So that's where the nature of this is. So as outrageous as it is, it seems to the more we find out, the more outrageous it gets. He's still in the region, by the way, causing havoc there, in my view. Maurice is calling from New Jersey on line one. Hi, Maurice.
Jay, thank God
yes, sir,
for you and your family. And before I address this matter, I would like every listener to understand, I'm going to say what's on the heart of God about this situation, and we must continue to support Jay. Whatever you're giving now, I'm asking you to double it, because it takes finances and funds to fight this war. And now what's going on today with ex-President Jimmy Carter is demonic. The heart of God says anyone who curses Israel will be cursed. Anyone who blesses Israel will be blessed.
He's taking it a step further, Maurice. Understand this. He's taking it a step further. I mean, what he's doing is he's giving them legitimacy by lending the prestige of the presidency as a former president of the United States to their regime, to what they're doing. And that's what's so outrageous here. And I think, Than, that is what's got even the Democratic Party leadership and the Democrats in Congress and the Republicans, everybody outraged. He is successfully outraged by bipartisan members of the House and Senate here.
Oh, absolutely bipartisan. Joseph Lieberman has come out in support of his position. Howard Berman, this is important. Howard Berman is the chairman, the Democratic chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee. He said, by meeting with the Islamist group that controls Gaza and does not recognize Israel's right to exist, Carter is in effect undermining a current policy, which is not just American, but is held by many others. And, you know, that's really the point, too. It's not just America that has this policy. It's several others in the region that recognize that Hamas is all about violence and recognize realizes that dealing with them is just not a good option, is not a good sound foreign policy.
It's not only not a good sound foreign policy, folks. What makes all of this worse, and we often talk about these kind of things on the program, is you and I are paying for it. We're paying for this negotiation with Hamas with our taxpayer dollars. So let's stop funding with taxpayer dollars the Carter Center. It's that simple. 877-989-2255 is the number. That's 877-989-2255. You can also sign up at aclj.org to make sure the funding stops. We're going to back this legislation of Congressman Nolenberg's. Alan is calling from Maryland on line four. Hi, Alan.
How are you?
Yes, sir.
I'm very familiar with this situation. I'm an academics person, and I've talked to other experts on the field, and I've been studying this problem on both sides since the 1950s, and I'll stand by my position. And I
What's your position, Alan?
Well, I'm aware of the what Israel and America is doing and so forth, but I think that Mr. Carter is making a serious effort to address issues for both sides.
So you think it's okay to negotiate with having a former president of the United States who's going against U.S. policy, against Republican Democratic leadership, and goes in there and negotiates with an organization that in their charter calls for the destruction and elimination of the Jewish people and the state of Israel? That's okay with you?
Well, no.
You think you should negotiate
Israel
with them?
Israel has a right to exist.
But Hamas doesn't recognize that. That's the problem. Who he's negotiating with said that's not negotiable. They don't recognize that.
Well, I know. I've dealt with Palestinians.
Well, look, I mean, Alan, here, I don't want to cut you short here, but look, I mean, let's be realistic on what we've got here, and here's the situation. The fact of the matter is, he's negotiating with Hamas. You don't negotiate with people that are bent on your destruction, and that's precisely what Jimmy Carter is doing here. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. We'll be taking your calls after the break. Again, folks, this is an issue that we're going to have Congressman Myrick on the program on Thursday. We've got other members of the Congress coming on as well this week. It's going to be a very, very busy week of programming. We've got our lawyers and our legal staff working on the situation, backing the Carter Act, looking at the other laws that are impacted by negotiating with Hamas against the interests of the United States, and certainly to the detriment of Israel. No wonder Israelis didn't meet with him. That might make sense. Why would they? But again, if you want to add your name to support this petition so your taxpayer dollars don't go to the funding President Carter's negotiation with Hamas, then you go to your phones right now. 877-989-2255 is the number. That's 877-989-2255. Add your name to a petition for defunding of our money to the Carter Center or ACLJ.org. That's 877-989-2255.
It's a trip you won't want to miss, a trip of a lifetime to Israel. Join the American Center for Law and Justice in this unique 10-day visit to the Holy Land, June 17th through the 27th.
You're going to see the biblical sites. You're going to go to the border of Lebanon. We'll meet with the Israeli Defense Forces, military leaders, educational, academic leaders. You're going to see a tremendous insight as to what's going on in the Middle East.
Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow for this life-changing trip, but you must make your reservation soon, the deadline May 15th. You'll visit the historic and holy sites in Israel and meet with top government leaders and military experts. Stand with Israel by standing in Israel, June 17th through the 27th. Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow for this unique trip to the Holy Land. The deadline for reservations, May 15th. Call now, 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406. Or online at aclj.org. Make your reservations for Israel today.
The problem is not that I met with Hamas and Syria. The problem is that Israel and the United States refused to meet with these people who must be involved.
Against the advice of the White House and members of Congress, former President Jimmy Carter decided to meet with Hamas, one of the world's most dangerous terrorist organizations. It's the same group that's targeting the nation of Israel and the same group that's killed Christians in the West Bank and Gaza. Now there's an effort on Capitol Hill to fight back. There's new legislation that will strip federal funding from President Carter's Georgia Georgia-based Carter Center. Nearly $20 million, your federal tax money, already has gone to Carter's organization. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice in support of this important legislation. Send a strong message. If you meet with terrorists, you pay a price. Stop the federal funding of the Carter Center. Sign on to the ACLJ petition now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online at ACLJ.org.
We hope that there is somebody who has the magic solution to end the conflict. We need to end the occupation and feel that the rest of the people will be able to build our free and independent Palestinian state.
Yeah, including building that free and independent Palestinian state in Israel, because that's where they believe Israel has no right to exist. April's calling from Colorado on line one. Hi, April.
I have a comment about this
sure.
Carter thing. My preface is that somebody that's a traitor, which I feel Carter is, should have to then be denied access to our country, and he should have to go live with Hamas. And a wake-up call to our country is that Obama would do the same thing that Carter's doing. He would go.
I'm not going to get into the presidential politic issue because I'm not going to do that. We don't do that on this program. But we're talking about what Jimmy Carter's doing. And what I'm hearing you say, April, is a sense of outrage at the fact that not only he's doing this, but he's doing this with you know, the ability to go back and forth without any body checking either way. I mean, here you got a former president that's basically giving his support to Hamas. Lending his prestige, I should say, to Hamas. That's a fair way of saying it. And the outrage in this, of course, is Hamas is calling for the destruction of Israel. Not without getting into the presidential politics, this is going to be an issue that's front and center, let me tell you, in the next presidential campaign. There's no doubt about it. And, Than, as we look at the situation now and see who's lining up, the reality is that we're looking at Congress right now, that the momentum on this bill is very strong because people like April are really outraged on this. And when their voice is heard, it's going to make a big difference.
Absolutely right, Drew. Jay, the momentum is very strong. We have Howard Berman, chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, that is standing behind this. We have Congressman Nolenberg, who we talked to on the program on Monday. He is on the House Appropriations Subcommittee on Foreign Operations. That's the subcommittee that controls the funding that goes to the Carter Center. So one other point I want to make, Jay. Hamas itself said that the meetings legitimized them as a government. And it's not like Jimmy Carter didn't know the U.S. policy on this. The State Department made several attempts before the trip to say that they did not want him having this meeting. Former U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. John Bolton said that when you put the prestige of a former president of the United States in a meeting with one of its terrorist leaders, you are giving it a legitimacy and a currency that it never had. The point is that Jimmy Carter chose to ignore all of those warnings, went ahead with the meetings, and in fact, he requested another meeting with the Palestinian Islamic Jihad. He requested a meeting with Dr. Ramadan Shalah of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad. They turned him down. Shalah is on FBI's list of most wanted terrorists, and the United States has a reward out of $5 million for information leading to his captor, and Jimmy Carter wanted to meet with him.
You know, the outrage here is, and I think it's palpable, folks. I mean, I really am disturbed about this, as you can tell, because we're going over to Israel again in just a few weeks. We do a lot of work in the Middle East. We're trying to make sure that Christians in the West Bank and Gaza Strip are protected. We're making sure that their rights of religious freedom are protected. We're working on making sure Jerusalem stays united. And then you've got this act of intrigue by Jimmy Carter that is absolutely outrageous. And let me tell you something. If you don't think Hamas is following the U.S. political situation, take a listen to this soundbite from a Hamas spokesman just last week.
I understand American politics, and this is the season for election, and everybody tried to be sound like he's a friend of Israel. So I hope Mr. Obama and the Democrats will change the political discourse when one of them will be the president and changing the policy.
You know, this is coming from their leadership. So they're listening and watching everything. They're studying the American political scene. And again, we're not going to support or oppose candidates for public office on this broadcast. I don't do that. We're not going to do that. But I'm going to tell you that if you don't think Hamas is listening to what's going on with regard to the Middle East and American political situations, you're naive. Again, we've got a great campaign going right now. We want to make sure that our taxpayer dollars are not going to go to the Carter Center so that he can negotiate with Hamas. If you want to add your name to that, 877-989-2255 is the number. That's 877-989-2255. 2255. You can also go to aclj.org. Now, we've opened up one more bus. With all of this going on, we want to make sure we've got a great group to go with us to Israel. I'm opening up one more bus. If you want to join me in Israel in just 6 weeks, call now and get your reservations, folks. It's going to be an unbelievable 10-day experience. We're going to meet with government leaders, military experts. We're going to the biblical sites. You're going to understand firsthand what's going on. This is a trip like none other you've ever been on. 1-800-662-5406. If you want to get information about our upcoming tour, that's 800-662-5406. So there's information about what I think will be a great trip to Israel. Let's go to Sharon's calling from Washington State. Hi, Sharon.
Oh, hi. Hi, Jay. I, too, am outraged by Carter's arrogance and his acts of sedition. And as I've been on hold, I believe your guest may have answered my question. I was wondering, as I was listening to your program, if there was a way Carter's passport could be revoked.
What is the? I'm going to ask Stan Bennett, who is our deputy director of our governmental affairs. Sue Myrick, a congresswoman, is proposing some legislation like that. Correct?
She is calling on Secretary Rice to do just that. In fact, we had a question a few days ago on whether or not Secretary Rice had the unilateral authority to revoke Jimmy Carter's passport. And in fact, not only does she have that authority, she has the backing of the Supreme Court that assures that she has that authority. In 1981, they ruled that the Secretary of State has the implied power to revoke passports. So she doesn't need to even come to Congress for this. If she deems that Jimmy Carter has acted in a way that violates U.S. policy, she can revoke it on her own. So Congressman Myrick, as you mentioned, she's calling on Secretary Rice to do this.
Right.
She's going to come on our program on Thursday and tell us about her progress.
You know, it's interesting here. And Sharon, I think this will follow up on that. We posted, by the way, to the website at aclj.org a thorough memo on all of this, and we're doing more legal research now. The fact of the matter is, you know, even if they just revoked it temporarily so that he stops doing this, that may be a way to deal with this. But what makes it all worse here, in my view, is that you've got taxpayer dollars are funding this. I mean, we're paying for these trips through the Carter Center, where we're giving $20 million almost of U.S. dollars have gone to the Carter Center. That needs to stop now. I mean, there needs to be no question about that. That needs to come to an end. So here's a way to do it. There's legislation. It's called the Carter Act. It's to stop the federal funding of the Carter Center. That's the first step here. We want everybody that's listening to the broadcast to sign their name to this petition, then contact your congressman and your senator as well, asking them to support the Carter Act. 877-989-2255 is the number. That's 877-989-2255. You can also sign up online at aclj.org. And by the way, Kofi Annan, the former Secretary General of the United Nations, refused to go with Jimmy Carter on this trip because of his meeting with terrorist organizations, including Hamas. So that tells you that no matter where you are on the political spectrum, most people just will not tolerate this action. Loretta's calling from California on line 3. Hi, Loretta.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. Is there anywhere posted where our tax dollars go so that we can know, for instance, this Jimmy Carter thing?
Yeah, you've got to look at specific appropriations bill. It's something we've talked about a lot, Than, on the program. We've only got less than a minute and the program's over, folks, so I've got to cut it short. But what we're doing for you on this is we've gotten the information, Than, so we know exactly what has been spent by the federal government on the Carter Center, which is our taxpayer dollars.
That's right, but this is a good question, Jay, because a lot of times these funding bills, they sneak through with these funding provisions, so you have to be very vigilant in looking at these funding bills. Sometimes you only have 24, 48 hours to look them over, but you need to pull out these sections that do send dollars and try to strip them out. One other thing I would suggest, there are a number of outside groups that will put together tables where you can review them. I know Citizens Against Government Waste has a very good one out there. I might encourage our caller to check that out.
Yeah, so there's ways to check, but we pulled this for you, folks. It's $20 million of our taxpayer dollars going to the Carter Center. There's legislation to get that stopped. It's called the Carter Act, and we want to see it passed. A lot of bipartisan support for it. 877-989-2255 is the number. You sign the petition of protest so that we can support the defunding of federal dollars to the Carter Center. 877-989-2255 is the number. Now, if you go to aclj.org, you're going to see updated information on the website about this issue, articles posted, and a legal analysis. So you can go to the website, get information there. But also, you go to your phones right now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 to stop federal funding for the Carter Center. We'll talk to you tomorrow.